I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
And this is The Nest, our mini-sode that is all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. And the theme today is the perfect guest room.
Oh, this makes me so happy. I love a perfect guest room.
I know, it's so fun. And we were talking about house guests this week and how to be a good house guest and what kind of things you can set up ahead of time so that you have a really wonderful experience when you invite people into your homes. And the guest room is really important. If you can swing it and have a separate guest room or even just like a little corner or a space that's dedicated to a guest, it just welcomes people to come and stay with you, which I think just deepens our relationships and makes our homes even more at the center of really great memories in our lives.
And I think you already touched on something that's really important. If you don't have a room, just carve out a little corner. And there are all these little things that you can do that have nothing to do with separate walls. It just has to do with your guest feeling cared for and attended to and that you know them. I mean, I think that's part of when you welcome a guest, you have the things that let them know that they're loved and that you know them. In our house in Kansas, I actually just bought some of the finishing touches for that guest room, which I'm really excited about. The first thing for that guest room is we actually built a wall so that we could make a guest room there. So
great.
There's a tiny little room. This is the room that's hidden behind the bookcase. Remember I've posted that picture?
I love the secret bookcase.
So we put a wall up and Ian had wanted a hidden room. And so the guest room, I'm not sure if it's creepy or not, but the guest room is the hidden room. So you tap the bookcase, opens up and you walk into the guest room.
That's so cool.
And what is really great about it, it has a separate entrance. So it has French doors that go out to a little stone patio. So even though you're behind a secret door, there's easy access out to the world. So that's a good thing. So it's very pretty. The other thing that I always make sure we have in that room, I'm actually bringing it the next time I go to Kansas. I purchased a very nice robe.
Yes.
So that'll be there. Very nice slippers for the Japanese soaking tub. I also always make sure, I've been finding them like in antique stores. There are these little, I found two of them. So I have one here in Tempe and I'm going to bring one to Kansas. Do you know how like when you go outside, there are these little things, they're wicker and they're made so that you could put all your utensils in it and all your napkins in it?
Oh,
do you know what
yeah.
I'm talking about?
Yes.
So I found a big one and it's old wicker. It's really cute though. And in that I'm putting the iPad, a toothbrush, toothpaste, a face cloth, a really nice soap. And then I usually try and put in like a bag of candy that I know they like. I think when our friend Julia stayed with me, I think I put peanut M&Ms in there.
Oh, that's
sweet. I always try and put something like kind of like you would have like at a hotel room.
Yeah.
Just so that everything's right there. So
it's a mini bar, but it's free, which is even better.
Yes.
A free mini bar. That's actually a great idea. You should create a mini bar in your guest room.
Yeah, so it kind of is, but I just love this little container. It sort of fits everything in this cute little way, so I just put it on the nightstand so they have everything they need. And then I also always have water, obviously a little jar of water I have a really nice little glass that I bought, just so they can sort of tuck themselves in for the night. And then, of course, always magazines. I always make sure that there are magazines as well.
See, those are just easy little things. You know, the big thing for us for our guest room that we did when we had these house guests is we actually did get all new bedding for the bed that was up here. And, you know, some of it was I had had some of the bedding that was on this guest queen bed for probably 15 years. I mean, honestly, it was like from my first apartment. And so it was showing its age and it was worn and it was time for something different. And so my husband really said, he said to my mom, who's an interior designer, Susie, could you pick out some bedding for our guest room before our guests get here? And so that was really important to him. And my mom's go-to, in case you were wondering, you know, she's been on the podcast before.
Yep.
Is Hotel Collection from Macy's.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Hotel Collection bedding is what she buys for a ton of her clients. I mean, she goes to buy bedding for her clients all the time and she gets it from Hotel Collection. And that's what she got for our room, for our guest room. And she did really pretty, like a gray linen of some shams, a really pretty duvet that's all white with just like a gray linen sort of border on it. And it feels like a hotel. I mean, I really think in your guest room, it's a beautiful opportunity to just do a really clean, simple look, because you all know what it's like when you go into a hotel room with like a weird floral comforter versus going into like the Westin where they have the heavenly bed and they just have all white everything.
It's true.
I mean, I would just say in your guest room, you can do fun, cute things, but it is for your guests to come in and just see lovely, white, clean, sort of a minimalist look. I really love that in a guest room. So
they can
hotel
breathe.
Collection at Macy's, and wait for them to have a sale. Please, for the love of God and all that is holy, do not pay full price for it. Make sure that you wait for Macy's to have sales, because they have killer sales on this stuff. And then you can just get some really nice things for your guest room. And the beautiful thing about it is they last a lot longer because not as many people are sleeping in them.
Yeah. And when those go on sale, that puts it at a pretty reasonable. I know that collection puts it at a pretty reasonable price point.
Yeah, it totally does.
That's
so
great.
Ways to make your guest room just so lovely. I love it.
If you are enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with a friend. If you are super motivated, give us a review at Apple Podcasts.
And please reach out to us. You can also find both of us on Instagram at Best of the Nest or at Eliz Reese and at It's Me Marjorie One. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter.
And we're going to be live at the Minnesota State Fair on August 31st at 10:30 in the morning. So come out and say hi. We would love to see all of you.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.